99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. I have to do this. Turn it up. On demand. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Turn it up.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 603. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
A little rainy, a little gusty outside, so watch out. Could be slick and treacherous in areas. I use the word treacherous. Brian Good of our Way3 North Storm Tracking Team saying wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour, so just kind of keep that in mind. If you're having to get out here this morning, but... You know, as most people are still kind of working from home, that shouldn't be too much of an issue, right?
I'm texting my husband when he gets up. Hey, try to bring in the cushions, the outdoor cushions.
When do you think he's going to get that text?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
But you know what?
I'm just trying. We have here's like, the at thing, least what you the can pillows.
Do. Here's the thing, what you can do. You can always look back and say, well, I texted you at 6 in the morning.
Exactly. I'm covering my butt.
If it doesn't happen, I texted you at 6 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't wake up until 7:30. Yeah, that's
okay.
Funny. Well, good luck with those. May your couch cushions, the odds be ever in their favor.
I mean, they're outdoor cushions, but we still like to bring them in and shield them from the elements just to give them more life.
Poor guys.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
I know.
Good stuff.
All right.
Today, Craigslist quarantine connections, because it's hard to find love when quarantine. We get that.
Yeah.
Setting the bar stories. We got a couple of those to get to. It may be gator mating season, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Not that it matters too much for us here, but it, I think, is something that we should probably at least highlight, because that's kind of the things that we do here on the show.
Okay.
Right? Not right. Not right. And I guess today is the day. That there's going to be kind of a plan for how Kentucky reopens.
Like a phase by phase, week by week kind of plan on
according
can start.
To Governor Beshear, including, telecommuting for a lot of employees wherever possible, phased in returning to work, temperature and health checks when people arrive.
Wow.
Those sort of things.
That's going to be...
Masking of employees.
Excessive.
Especially if they're like face-to-face with customers and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Break rooms and lunch rooms probably need to be monitored and or closed according to guidelines.
Monitored? We're going to have a break room monitor?
Well,
I'm not volunteering for that job.
Closed.
Oh.
Closed.
So we can't go to the break room now?
I don't know. These are guidelines.
Oh, gosh. Well, listen, we need to figure out how this is going to apply to our lives, because if I need to get Pop-Tarts out of the vending machine, I need to know if that's going to be a possibility.
You can't like, loiter.
Oh, gotcha.
You can go. It's like a quick dash and grab.
Get in, get out. Well, that's how I shop anyway.
Yeah, dash and grab.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, anyways, today there should be the guidelines kind of set and outlined by the governor. So, you know, at least... We're starting to see, like, little bits of things starting to happen.
Gotcha.
So that's good. That's good. As we continue to, try to keep the coronavirus cases and deaths and stuff like that to a minimum. You know, we're also trying to walk that balance of getting people back to work and all that stuff. So, all right. So, yeah, like I said, today.
There it is.
The
that's where we are.
Hopefully.
The state of the world. I just need to know if I can go get my Pop-Tarts out of the vending machine.
Yeah, dash and grab, Kelly.
Okay.
Dash and grab.
Well, again, it's just you and I, so...
Dash and grab.
At this point.
If you need me to, like, run cover...
Okay.
Then we can do that.
All right. I think we're fine, though, as long as there's nobody else in the building.
Right. If there's nobody else in the building, then you can loiter for a couple minutes, make your decision whether you want the brown cinnamon sugar or the strawberry frosted.
Right.
There's only two choices in our...
Yeah. Which, a little salty about, but still... Okay, choices. If I could just suggest maybe a hot fudge sundae thrown at me every once in a while, it would be great.
I mean, they understand that they're not going to put that in there because it's not mass appeal. It's kind of trash.
What do you mean? It's dessert, and you don't even have to toast it, and it's delicious.
We've already done the Pop-Tart show. We don't need to go back there. But, I'm just saying.
Every once in a while, we need to re-debate it because you're on the wrong side.
There are two mass appeal Pop-Tart flavors in there for good reason.
Not just two. They make many, many flavors.
I know they make.
You're shortchanging the Pop-Tarts and their deliciousness.
Yeah. So anyways, we're not getting into this now. We've already done that show. Feel good stories every single hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly Kay.
Can we shine the light on a real life superhero?
Okay.
I mean, she's not really like in the technical form of superhero, but she's 102 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's from New York.
Okay.
She survived the Spanish flu in 1918.
Wow.
And cancer.
Wow.
And just beat coronavirus.
Dang.
Her name's Angela Friedman. She lives in a nursing home, and after visiting a hospital in late March for an unrelated procedure, doctors found out she had contracted the virus. She's getting better now. She's back at the nursing home in quarantine, but
someone needs to test her antibodies and her immune system and see.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, she's got.
Superhero.
Yeah, bottle that and give it to a bunch of other people.
Yeah, apparently her mom was a survivor too, like went through a whole bunch of stuff, survived a lot of things. And she's like, you know what? I'm just like my mom, 102 years old.
Wow.
Can't keep me down. Spanish flu, cancer, and coronavirus.
Look at her.
I thumb my nose at you.
Look at her. Yeah, bottle whatever she's got.
Exactly. So kudos to Angelina Friedman.
I mean,
still living her best life in a nursing home.
Probably just like spit in a jar and sell that.
Probably. I'd drink it.
Okay.
Metaphorically speaking.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah. Real life super. 102 years old.
Good for her.
Angelina.
Good for her.
Feel good.
All right. There you go. Feel good. Do them every single hour here on 99.70 JX.
See, I told you I had a good one.
I can take your superhero.
Yeah.
And I can loosely tie this next story to that.
I'm not sure if I trust you.
trust me. Trust me, Kelly.
I don't know if I trust you.
All right, coming up after Sunflower. Okay, so I'm going to loosely tie this story to your superhero reference from your
102-year-old Angelina.
Yep, your feel-good story from just a few minutes ago.
All right.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay. And no, I'm just not using the Superman thing to tie together.
All right. Wow.
All right. So you know the late Christopher Reeves, right?
Sure do. Played Superman in the movies.
He famously played Superman in the movies.
The old movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So his son is now a reporter for Good Morning America.
Oh, get out. Didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Is it Matt Reeves? Is that his name?
And he, Will Reeves.
Oh, Will.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He decided not to wear pants on a live broadcast.
Oh, my God.
You ready?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
CVS and UPS say initially the final leg of prescription journeys will be done by ground carrier.
Okay, so everything's
so far,
fine.
Good.
Yeah.
It is waist up right now. That's what we're looking at.
So he's got a jacket on. He's got a button down. He's in kind of his living room there.
By the way, handsome man.
Right.
Looks a lot like his dad.
Sure. And so you see the CGI that's kind of shows Morning Rundown, Pharmacies of the Future.
Yeah.
And it just kind of has the
There's
title.
There's always that information bar kind of like at the bottom of the screen. Sure. It shows you what they're talking about.
Pay close attention to that because when that moves, you're going to see some things.
So people won't be getting their medication dropped out of the sky into their mailbox just yet, but the companies do say they will scale up the program if it is successful.
All right, so
great.
So he's wrapping up the report.
Oh wait,
and you see
that leg?
It goes to
I see leg?
It goes to the two shot there, and the bar moves down, and then yes.
That's cool, guys.
Very cool. We love it, Will. Thank you.
The future. That's right. Come.
I don't think they didn't catch it.
They didn't make reference to it, but you can see right there.
Strahan and Robach did not catch it.
No, they did not.
Okay.
But he is clearly wearing boxers.
Yeah, that is, I see thigh. I see super thigh.
Now, he went back, I mean, and he was a good sport about it all, and he was like, hey, I guess they're never going to, we're operating our own cameras. You know, here, so
he's still learning how to frame the shot.
And that's what he said.
Uh-huh.
And he also said that he's probably not going to be getting a job as a camera operator anytime soon.
Right.
However,
will he be able to keep the job as the on-camera reporter, though, with the no pants?
He did say that those were not boxers. Those were just shorts. But I say nay, nay.
Or is
those
he saying briefs?
Those are very.
Come on now.
Very short shorts, if they are shorts.
Yeah, I feel like they could even be briefs.
So there you go. Will Reeves is reporting for Good Morning America.
Check it out.
In just his underwear.
Get out.
We'll share out the little video clip if you want at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
I kind of need him to play Superman now. Like, wouldn't that be amazing? Like, listen, if you get fired from your reporter job for wearing underwear on national TV, maybe we put him in a Superman movie.
Yeah, we've got Superman underoos that you can wear.
Yes!
And it'd be fine.
That'd be amazing.
All right, there you go. For streaming, TheBenAndKellyShow.com, ask Alexa to play 9970JX or ask Siri the same thing, and you can get us right there. You can get the podcast, you can get live radio, all that, which, by the way, if we realize you're probably not listening live. Not a lot of people probably are at this moment, but you can always catch up on the entire show after the show. And it's almost as if nothing's changed, except you're not going to get like the pesky, you know, songs or commercials or anything like that.
It is kind of funny, though, because if they are listening to the podcast, then we're telling them to listen to the podcast and they're like, well, I already am.
That's true.
That's Thank true. You. Thanks for the advice. That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, there you go. So anyways, coming up here next, it's a Setting the Bar story. We always give you these stories to show you that your life is not as bad as maybe you think it is. All right? Because there are other people that are doing it worse.
They're making bad life choices.
Yeah. And when you're the mayor, you probably shouldn't be doing things like this.
You are held to a higher standard.
A little
for
bit.
Sure.
Sure. God, they used to be, and so were you love. Louis Capaldi there, 99.7 DJX, was part of my first ever unboxing video that I did yesterday on Instagram, which I've seen all these unboxing videos, and my daughter, Zoe, watches them on YouTube. And
they're different, like, though, than what you were unboxing.
They're a little bit different.
Yeah.
I will say, I'm sad to say that it is probably one of my most viewed videos on my Instagram feed.
Oh, wow. But
yeah, Louis Capaldi and his team sent along a little plaque of how well that song has done to me and the radio station. So that's pretty cool.
Because we played it incessantly.
We helped.
Exactly.
We helped get it to the milestone it achieved. So
yep.
There you go. All right, setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do, especially if you're mayor.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking your own stay-at-home order to get your nails done when you're the mayor, you're doing okay.
Oh, you still got to look good, though.
You still got to.
Right?
This out of Texas.
New tonight, the state has launched an investigation into the nail bar in Beaumont following a visit from Mayor Becky Ames.
Okay, so.
Oh, Mayor Becky needed to get her nails did.
Yeah, now there's kind of some conflicting, I guess, information here. One of them is that, hey, she didn't actually go into the salon to get her nails done. The nail salon just provided some stuff for her to pick up.
The owner of the nail salon told 12 News that surveillance video shows that the mayor didn't have her nails done. Instead, the owner left a bowl of solution out for her to remove her nails.
Okay, there you go. So some solution.
That seems like it's fine.
Right. Should be.
Mayor Ames issued an apology statement Thursday afternoon. Ames said, quote, as an elected official, I am held to a higher standard. I regret my action that day.
All right. So the mayor still issued an apology, just saying, hey, shouldn't have probably gone out to try to tend to my nails.
Ames said in part, I did not intend to take personal privilege while asking others to sacrifice, and for that I am truly remorseful.
Yeah, so she insisted that she just needed the acetone. That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Acetone to remove old manicure.
Yes. Yeah, if you have like the gel overlay or whatever, you have a special solution, you got to melt it off.
So there you go.
Okay.
She did enter the salon though, and to get the solution, which I think is part of the setting the bar part. If you can, again, if your mayor managed to make it through the day without breaking your own stay-at-home order to get stuff for your nails, then you're doing okay.
But again, if you're having to do like press conferences and stuff, you know, kind of look cute.
I get it.
Put together, right?
Sure. I feel like if ever there was a time to let yourself go a little, now would be at least an excused time.
Or attempt to just kind of cover it up yourself. Right, put a nice little color on. No one's going to notice.
That's right.
You know?
Or wear gloves. Like white little lace gloves like the queen.
Okay.
There you go.
That would be amazing.
And feel good stories. Do this every single hour throughout the morning just to let you know that there is good in the world. Campbellsville University. Part of this. Go ahead, Kelly.
So dang it. I wish this kid didn't live in Canada.
Oh, okay.
Because I kind of need to drive by and hear a joke from 6-year-old Callahan McLaughlin. So he began his comedy career in his driveway
Oh.
He wants to bring joy to his neighbors while still practicing social distancing. So he set up a drive-by, walk-by joke stand.
All right.
Where'd he get his material? His mom bought him a kid-friendly joke book about 6 months ago, which he had been practicing with, apparently, incessantly.
Wow.
I don't think I have any bad jokes, but my sister has, like, awful ones. What is black, white, and red?
I don't know.
A penguin that's embarrassed.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
All right.
What's the pirate's favorite letter?
Pirate's favorite letter. R. Okay.
Strong delivery on that one.
I'll tell you what.
See?
He can rival You Laugh, You Lose.
So his mom says he's been actively telling one-liners and knock-knock jokes for the past 6 months, so she felt it was time for a fresh audience.
That is a mom that is creative right there.
Go at the end she's of the like, driveway, kid.
She's like, I love you, but you're going to need to...
Tell people walking by on their walks, tell them some jokes. They're going to love it.
They're going to love it.
And listen, he doesn't charge.
Oh,
it's
good.
It's free. The comedy's free. The entertainment is free. Ryan Reynolds even noticed and tweeted about him.
Look at that.
Calling him a hero.
Oh.
So there you go. We'll tweet it out. We've actually shared the story up on Facebook, and it's on the website, WDJX.com. Because he's amazing.
Kid could be in radio.
I mean, he's like destined. Laugh is in his last name, McLaughlin.
Oh.
It is.
Well, look at that.
I mean, that's his destiny. His destiny is to be a driveway comedian.
Okay.
That's a feel good.
That is your feel good.
Yeah.
All right. You want to tell me about your Facebook memory that popped up on your phone?
Well, it was of when we were starting the mini and the marathon as we have for many, many years, and you were preparing to run. And as part of your preparation, you had asked me to help apply some protection to your nipple area. Hashtag tender nipples.
Mm-hmm.
And I had asked you, because you ran your own little mini marathon over the weekend in the rain, and I asked, I said, hey, did you prepare yourself? And you said, well, yeah, but I still had chafing, still had some issues. And I said, did your wife ever help you out with that? And you said, well, she has confidence in my experience and my ability. And I said, congratulations. I also now too have the confidence in your ability to be able to prepare yourself. So I sent you a picture of me applying the protection to your nipple area. And I said, never again. I said, do you see this? It's not happening again.
So a couple things about this
text exchange,
utter ignoring of my needs here. One, for my virtual mini marathon that I ran over the weekend, my wife was not around, so I had to.
I was forced to.
Okay.
But you did tell me, you shared with me that she has confidence in your experience and running ability and knowing how to prepare your own body, that she never helps.
I did bring up the scenario, what if I no longer had the use of my arms?
You did. That was your response. But what if I lose use of my arms and my nipples are chafing really bad?
That's right.
To which I responded, well, I would say, go get robot arms. Learn to use them and apply yourself. Hashtag robot arms. And I even put in a little picture of a robot, a little GIF.
Yeah, so here's the thing. But, like, robot arms aren't just something that I'm going to just snap. And, one, if I didn't have the use of my arms, I wouldn't be able to snap.
You responded. But if it just happened and I didn't have robot arms yet.
Yeah, like that morning.
And then I responded. Then I would say, hey, instead of running a race, how about you get to a hospital to tend to your missing limbs?
So, to which I replied, and I felt like it was a very valid argument, that
it's not
I
a
would
valid argument.
I would, since I couldn't use my arms, I couldn't drive myself to a hospital, I would have to run to the hospital and would need the Body Glide to make sure that I would get there with my tender nipples not having been chafed.
You said, I feel like you're trying to avoid the issue.
Yes, you are totally sidestepping the issue here.
To which I replied, oh, sweetie, I'd call you an ambulance because a person in your condition, you know, missing your arms and all, shouldn't be running anywhere.
Listen, I never said I was missing my arms. I just said I didn't have use of my arms. And plus, Kelly, listen, we've known each other a long time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And if I had to have someone apply and you were the only person there, I'd need to turn to you.
No, see, listen, I have just offered you many, 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 many other ways that I could help you other than applying
body glide
to
my
your nipples. I'm offering you other solutions.
I would do the same for you.
No, no, you wouldn't. Nope, because I don't run.
I'm just saying.
B.
I
got that covered. Thank you. I got it covered. Thanks.
So, yeah.
That was our text conversation. I shared it on our story and our Facebook page.
Yeah. At Ben and Kelly Show.
You refused to take my answers, and I was offering you lots of solutions.
But listen, my problems, though, are not with...
They were bigger than your nipples.
They were my nipples.
They were bigger than your nipples.
Well,
your problems got bigger than your nipples.
In my mind, my problems were only my nipples.
I was trying to assess all your problems.
And
I was helping you out, and you just were not seeing my help. Thank you. Oh, you'd call me an ambulance. Robot arms. Thank you. You'd get.
Yeah.
I could offer and try to get you robot arms.
Thank you. Thank
you. If you needed them.
I appreciate that.
Just saying.
Yeah. So we all, I think what we're all doing here is we're all missing what we could be doing right now.
Ah.
And that is like running in the Derby events and doing the Derby marathon, mini marathon, and the bed races and the Pegasus parade and all that stuff. And you applying the body glide to
my
nipples.
Not doing it though.
I mean, I think in the back of your head,
no.
you are missing.
Not
you
missing
are
it.
Missing those opportunities.
See, that was the whole point of sending that picture, was to tell you not happening ever again. That was the whole point. Did you miss that point?
I just chose not to.
I know.
Listen to that part.
Uh-huh.
All right, at Ben and Kelly Show, if you wanted to actually see the text exchange.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It is more people just trying to figure life out and love out while quarantined.
It can be tough.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just shoot your shot. You throw the line out there. Do a little fishing.
Do a little fishing.
Put the worm on the hook. Cast the line.
It's
see what you might get.
Craigslist quarantine connections coming up on 99.7 DJX. Every week we dive into the internet. There are people that are quarantined, still shooting their shot, still looking for love. That's where we come in.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist quarantine connections. You want to go first, Kelly?
Sure.
All right.
Got to put my dude voice on. This is a man seeking woman.
Okay.
Real and serious.
Ah, okay.
In parentheses. Cub looking for Mama Bear Radcliffe.
Okay.
Chubby Bear looking for any caring mother figure to snuggle with, hang out with, get to know.
Oh.
I had a dream about you.
Okay.
I was a giant gummy bear. The cherry kind.
Ah.
And you bought me a snack bag at the movies.
Oh. Okay.
And you were eating me.
Ow.
Weird, right? I know. You took a bite of my arm and it tickled. And then I woke up.
Oh my gosh.
I do like to nuzzle. So if you're up for a movie night and some snack time, nibble on your chubby wubby bear.
Wow. So it...
Delicious.
In my mind, it's a human-sized... cherry flavored gummy bear.
Yeah.
Is that?
In my mind, I'm envisioning that scene. Did you see Goosebumps?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's probably, maybe that was his inspiration for the movie. I don't know. I'm
right,
guessing.
Well,
I don't know this guy.
Hope the best for him.
Yeah.
It's Craigslist Quarantine Connections. This is titled, I Was the Chatty Bearded Uber Driver in Louisville.
Okay. I'm invested.
We had an Uber ride from Mount Washington to Louisville. I thought you were cute. I drove a white Ford Fiesta and had a Hawaiian hoodie on. You asked me if I was Maui from Moana.
Because of the hoodie, I'm guessing?
I said no.
Oh.
You're welcome. You didn't get it.
But I do. That was good.
I get uncomfortable in awkward silence, so... Then I started telling you about the time I had a mole removed on my butt cheek and it was in the shape of Hawaii.
What? Why?
You seemed grossed out. I don't know why I picked that story to tell you, but my butt is now blemish free if you want to try that combo again. You're welcome. Wow.
I might actually, I would have responded to that.
There was a lot to unpack with both those.
It was. Yes. There is. Yes. There's a lot to unpack.
All right.
But his butt's blemish-free.
Blemish-free butt and a human-sized cherry-flavored gummy bear.
Oh, yummy.
We hope they can find their mama bears.
Yeah, okay.
It's Craigslist Quarantine Connection. So yesterday, at least we got a little bit more clarity from Governor Beshear's address, expecting to announce his plans in detail today on the reopening of businesses and industries. So that's kind of good.
So like naming the types of businesses that can start opening?
Yeah, kind of moving in that right direction. So until a vaccine or treatment for the virus is found, some of the requirements for these reopening of businesses. And again, he's spelling out that we're in phase one of the Healthy at Work plan for businesses that kind of the White House rolled out. And so some of the requirements for these businesses continue to telework for some employees wherever possible. And I know that that is the case, you know, with our building.
Yeah, our coworkers are doing that, and they have been for a long time now.
I know, and you know, our company was basically like indefinitely until, you know, their further notice. That's how we're going to work.
Which in our company, you know, corporate headquarters are in Portland, so they have to deal with a whole bunch of different other cities. Mm-hmm. And I think it's all going to depend on the individual situations going on in each state.
Yeah, a phased-in return to work, including plans to spread people out to keep social distancing still a thing, and on-site temperature and health checks when people arrive, masking of employees, especially if they're face-to-face with customers, enforcing social distancing and limiting face-to-face meeting among employees, using the telephone instead, which I'm all for. Like, I would much rather call than have face-to-face meetings. All about
Do you
that.
Like the video? Do you like the Zoom meetings though?
I guess they're okay. The sanitizer and hand washing stations readily available for these businesses.
Sure.
Special accommodations for employees who are part of the vulnerable population, and a testing plan in case an employee or other person comes in with a fever, and then limiting or closing the common areas such as break rooms and lunch rooms. So that's all kind of part of these guidelines that Governor Beshear spelled out yesterday, and is going to announce today in detail more of the reopening of businesses and industries here in Kentucky. So that's good. Also reporting that everybody who goes out in public should wear a cloth mask. And this plan should roll into effect May 11th. So, all right. I mean, there you go. I don't know. The closing of common areas and break rooms and lunch rooms. It's just like, I'm still thinking, because you brought this up earlier. Am I going to be able to get my Pop-Tart out of the snack machine?
If mama needs some cinnamon brown sugar or strawberry frosted, is it cherry? Strawberry frosted.
I think they had cherry.
Those are
cherry,
the two choices.
But the only two choices of Pop-Tart, I think, currently in our vending machine is the brown sugar cinnamon and the frosted strawberry.
If I need that to get through my morning, am I going to be able to still go do that?
I think it's
can I get it?
I think it's a dash and grab. I don't think you loiter and talk about the Pop-Tart with other coworkers there.
See, I've never really been a big loiterer.
See, I think you should
area.
Be all right.
Yeah.
I think you should be all right, especially if the rest of the building is pretty vacant.
I'm usually hiding out in my own little area. I'm doing my editing. I'm doing the things. I'm not a big loiterer in the building.
So I
should be fine.
I wasn't necessarily giving these to you.
Okay. I'm applying it to my life.
I get it.
We all are.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So
we're just figuring out what is that going to look like in my life?
So if you absolutely have a hankering for a strawberry frosted Pop-Tart, or maybe the guy comes in and I don't know when the last time they exchanged all the stuff in the vending machine, but
thank goodness all that stuff in the vending machine like has expiration dates of like 10 years.
I know. Thank God for preservatives.
Hashtag preservatives.
I love preservatives.
Delicious.
In these times.
Yes. They were made for quarantine.
Hang on a second. I can still get those donuts
those are still good.
The powdered sugar donuts are still good. All right.
Yeah.
They taste just as fresh as when they came out of the oven.
That's the silver lining.
There you go. So I think you should be good. Just a quick dash and grab. you know, don't sit there and know what you're getting right when you go in. Don't sit there and look at the vending machine going, oh,
work out your plan.
You know what?
Maybe before you get there.
The brown sugar cinnamon does look kind of good.
But listen, now, as you know, sometimes you get thrown a curveball when maybe if there was something new put in there that threw you for a loop, you're, oh, maybe the honey barbecue twist Fritos is more.
Good.
Yeah, like. Maybe you're like, oh, maybe I don't want a Pop-Tart right
now. Here's the thing. Kelly, I think you need to figure out whether you want sweet or salty before you walk into the vending machine.
What it comes down to is quick decision making. Yeah. Quick decision making in these times.
Like a ninja.
Okay.
You need to be fast on your feet. You need to be like a ninja.
Decisive about your snacks.
Need to be precise.
Got it.
Use social distancing. Be socially responsible human being.
Again, we're just trying to figure out how these rules apply to our individual lives. Yeah. That's what it's all going to come down to is how you interpret it into your own life and how it fits.
Okay. So there you go. All right. So that's at least a light at the end of the tunnel.
Plan your snacks.
For your snack break room.
And listen, and Bob from accounting, don't sit there and like snack shame someone that is struggling in trying to make the quick decisions in these quarantine times. A lot of times you feel a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So it's let's work together as coworkers. Don't be shaming people for like, you know, just work together to get the snack.
Sanitize your hands after you're touching those buttons too.
Absolutely.
All right. Coming up next, setting the bar stories. And you had mentioned Zoom calls.
Yeah.
This is what not to do on a Zoom call.
Oh, wow.
All right. That's coming up. A little setting the bar story after.
Is there nakedness?
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. A lot of people doing those Zoom calls, especially for school. Trying to do NTI learning.
Yes.
If you can manage to make it through the day without thinking you're privately chatting with your friends on that Zoom call while using all sorts of colorful language.
Uh-oh.
Only to find out that your professor can actually see every single one of them. You're doing okay.
Oh, no.
We're going to introduce you to Faith. Faith is a college student.
Oh, wow.
And she realized her mistake when she got an email from her professor.
Oh, what'd it say?
After one of the classes that said, I'm reaching out to inform you that I can see everything you write in the class discussion.
Oh, God. What'd you say?
It continues. My class session is not the appropriate time to be sending messages like, I'm a bougie blank ratchet blank freak B. It's very disruptive.
Yes.
I had a hard time with that word.
Disruptive.
It's very disruptive to the class, and I don't condone this kind of behavior during my lectures.
Yeah.
I strongly advise you to keep the inappropriate comments to yourself from now on, or else it will jeopardize your final grade for this course.
Oh, yeah. That's good advice. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm a bougie A, ratchet A, freak B.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And that's, I'm sure, just part of what she wrote.
Oh, yeah. If that's just a little sliver.
The only reason we know about this is she later went to TikTok to
share
the reaction to the email, warning others that private messages could actually be read on Zoom.
All right. There it is.
So.
Good to know.
All right.
Good to know.
You know, there are times to use those words and phrases, but during your college discussion,
maybe we text our friends.
Maybe
we just text.
maybe. Text. Yeah.
Not Zoom chat.
There you go. That's setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without thinking you're privately chatting with your friends using all sorts of those fun bougie words during a college Zoom lecture, only to find out that the professor can actually read every single one of them, well, you're doing okay.
Wow.
There you go. And you feel good. Every hour here throughout the morning, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Are you ready to be inspired?
I'm ready to be inspired.
Are you ready to go to church?
I'm ready to go to church.
So, Facebook user Harmony Love, I don't know where she lives.
All right.
But she posted this adorable video of her daughters, all dressed up in their Sunday best, staging a drive-in church service in their house. So, we have a 5-year-old.
Okay.
She is in a Minnie Mouse car.
Okay.
We have the 2-year-old riding some sort of elephant toy car.
All right.
We got the 4-year-old daughter preaching the word.
Are her hands up?
Yes. Oh, yes.
God is okay, good.
Superhero, because I love God. He is my angel.
He's my angel.
I love God.
Okay.
The superhero, because God is everything he loves. Because God is my angel.
Wow.
God is a good God.
See, they're responding.
I got
singing
you.
With her.
I got you. Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yes.
Wow.
Right?
She was feeling it.
Yeah, everything she said, the girls are standing up clapping.
Yes.
Standing up out of their cars. They're inspired.
That is fun.
They're inspired. It's the cutest thing you'll see all day. We've got it up on the website, WDJX.com.
All right, good stuff.
Yeah.
Taking you to church.
Feel inspired.
This morning here on
99.7 DJX. Not a superhero.
Do it every hour here. Your Feel Good brought to you by Campbellsville University. Well, the graduating seniors of 2020, they're going to at least get a Facebook graduation commencement address by none other than Oprah Winfrey.
Go USA!
Oprah Winfrey is going to be doing a commencement address. They're live streamed next month.
'Tis the season for favorite things.
OMG.
Can't wait. Other people? Miley Cyrus?
Sure.
I mean,
she's got to sing this song,
she
right?
She's going to roll this song out?
Yeah, this seems appropriate.
I can almost see it.
Oh, God.
That dream I'm dreaming. But
didn't you make a spontaneous music video years ago? Right down
to this
live?
To this song?
I feel like you did.
I mean, I guess that's possible.
I have a vision of you standing up there on the balcony outside of, what is that, PBR?
Yeah, PBR.
Yeah.
Sure.
Inspirationally looking up and singing, channeling your inner Miley.
It's going to be May 15th, and it, yes, will feature Miley singing The Climb. Oh, God, we have to hear the hook at least. Yeah.
I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle.
Oh,
so
it's
time to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there.
Yeah. Go, you
ain't about what's waiting on the other side.
Go, USA!
Yeah!
Go, USA!
It's the climb.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The 15 years, this is for you.
Oh, May 15th. So, yeah, you're going to have Jennifer Garner. You're going to have Lil Nas X. I don't know what he's going to be singing.
he has, what, one song? No, sorry, two.
He has
he's got two.
He has
right?
a couple.
Okay.
Awkwafina and Simone Biles is
yes.
going to be a part of it as well. So
sure.
Look at that. Hashtag graduation 2020. Facebook, Instagram. Boom.
So put your cap and gown on. Be ready.
Yeah.
What time's it start? Do we know?
I don't know.
All right.
It's May 15th.
May 15th.
Yeah, so.
Just be right at the start of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll tell you when to log on.
What,
when we find
what
out.
Is May 15th?
I don't know. Wait a second. Let me look at
Hang
Let
on.
Me open up my calendar.
Hang on.
Calendar.
Hang
Where's
on.
My calendar at? There it is. May. It's a Friday.
It is a Friday.
It's a Friday.
So I would imagine it'll be in the evening sometime. Right? 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 Something
or
like that?
It could be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
This is all very true.
We'll figure it out.
All we know is
yeah.
that Oprah.
Go
yeah.
USA!
USA.
Oprah will be a part.
Yes.
favorite things.
Yes.
The commencement for the graduation class of 2020. So
May 15th, 2 o'clock.
All right.
2 o'clock. There right. it is.
Look at that.
Log on.
Look at that. I got it. I got it. I understand.
What
I got it.
What?
I got it.
What is it?
I got it.
What is it?
Hearing Harry Styles sing,
uh-huh.
it reminded me that there was a One Direction reunion supposed to happen in July, and they were all like, what's the deal with Zayn? We all followed you, Zayn, but no, you're not reciprocating that little thing there. 99.7 DJX, maybe it's because Gigi Hadid and Zayn are expecting a kid. A beautiful baby. She's 20 weeks.
Why are you launching into that voice? What are you on, The Godfather?
Listen, you produce an offspring.
Oh, my God.
And maybe we'll bless you. bless you.
Why?
So I'm thinking maybe.
Is this a gangster baby in your mind? What's happening? I'm so confused with the path we went down.
Okay.
We started at One Direction reunion.
Yeah.
Then we led to
yeah.
a baby, and
yeah.
now we're at The Godfather.
Yeah. Harry, Liam, I mean, they're all.
They're on board.
They're all on board.
Yes. But Zayn not. And now we know maybe why?
Maybe. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Hanging out, watching the baby grow. Maybe we're there reading the book every week together. What to expect when you're expecting. That was exciting. Today, you made lots of, like,
today, it's the size of an orange.
Yes.
Zane's like, can't reunion, guys.
Right.
Orange right here.
Yes. Growing a grapefruit.
Growing a grapefruit.
Yeah.
Hey.
No, I don't. This is, no, we don't need the Godfather. I think they're going to work it out.
Hey.
It's not going to sound like that.
I tell you what.
Oh, gosh.
Gigi. You and Zane would make a beautiful baby. Why don't you get together again? You've been on, you've been off. Why don't you get on?
Hopefully they're going to stay together for a while.
You make a beautiful baby.
Okay, stop.
We'll bless you many times.
Stop talking.
All right.
Stop talking.
So, yeah.
Read about that stuff on the website if they want to.
Yeah, we're thinking now, it all makes so much sense.
Uh-huh.
Why Zane is not wanting to be a part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got stuff going on. He's nesting.
He's nesting. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff.
Okay.
Good stuff.
There. Don't do that again.
Today should be the day that Governor Beshear is rolling out more of his plan for opening of businesses and industries. There's a list of things that kind of businesses and industries have to kind of comply with. Until a vaccine or treatment for the virus is found, but at least there are those steps in place, and that plan should be announced today, according to his Healthy at Work plan that was rolled out by the White House a couple weeks ago there. 99.7 DJX.
That's great, because we need to know how to apply it to our lives, right?
Yeah. Did you see Governor Beshear had to apologize to Tupac Shakur?
I did see that. The nation saw that, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tupac Shakur.
Yeah.
Had to apologize to Tupac Shakur. Here's the reason. So there was an unemployment claim filed in the name of Tupac Shakur. And the day before, Governor Beshear, kind of like a scolding teacher, was like, hey, let's not.
We all know.
Let's not do.
He's no longer with us.
Right.
You don't get to claim that money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just kind of like. Let's not do that, guys.
Sure.
We all, listen, I love California Love just as much as the rest of y'all.
Absolutely. And I want to believe the theories that he's alive and well on some island somewhere.
Well, maybe he's alive and well here in Kentucky.
Well,
because he had an issue an apology.
Oh, somebody an apology tonight.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. He's going to roll in an apology on Tupac Shakur?
Get ready to eat some crow.
Oh, somebody an apology tonight. You know, last night I spent a little bit of time talking about fraudulent claims holding us up.
Uh-huh.
I mentioned an individual that had filed in the name of Tupac Shakur.
You did.
Yes, you did. We want it. We want an unemployment claim.
That's your banger.
Your banger.
I didn't know, and it's my fault, that we have a Kentuckian who goes by Malik. Whose name is Tupac Shakur.
Now, do we know, is this the real Tupac Shakur just hiding out in Kentucky?
Shut the front door!
I talked to him on the phone today.
Yeah.
I apologize.
You did, okay.
Did you ask him to bust out any songs like Changes?
You're like,
just to be sure.
Excuse me, just to be sure.
Just to.
Can you give me the opening verse of Changes for me real quick?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
I told him how it happened, but I owned it. It's my fault.
Okay.
He was gracious. I said, I'm sorry if I embarrassed him or caused him any attention he didn't want. He was very kind. He ended the call. God bless.
All right. Good.
And we're going to make sure that we resolve his claim. Malik, thank you for being so kind. And again, I'm sorry.
There it is.
A.K.A. Tupac Shakur.
A.K.A. Tupac Shakur.
Yeah.
Living in Kentucky.
Wow.
Man.
Who knew?
I mean, yeah, let's share with each other.
Turn up a little bit. Let
marinate in a little Tupac.
Yeah!
That's the way it is. Oh, hands up if you're not driving.
That's the way it is. Things will never be the same.
None of the words.
It's such a banger.
It's been a while.
Anyway.
Okay, so yeah, Governor Beshear had to apologize to Tupac Shakur. Turns out that there is actually a guy in Kentucky named Tupac Shakur.
Wow.
He may or may not be the real Tupac Shakur. We're not
gonna
sure.
go ahead and say he is.
We're just gonna go ahead.
We're going with it.
You heard it here first on the 99.7 DJX that we're just saying he is.
We're 35% sure.
35% sure. all right, there you go. So apparently, you know, Trolls World Tour that released itself on, you know, digitally and and all that.
We saw it a couple times.
It's like breaking records for the movie kind of on demand sort of thing where you pay to see it on demand. Now the Academy of Motion Pictures are saying that, you know what? The eligibility for Oscar, it doesn't have to be in a theater.
They're
tweaking it. So
they should
because
of these quarantine times.
I was going to say because of this year and the effect that it's had on the ability for theaters to even show movies, they're having to kind of tweak their rules and stipulations for a movie to get an Oscar. Not that we really care that much.
Don't care
about what movies get Oscars, and
but that's a fun movie.
But that is
with a great soundtrack.
But that is pretty cool. And then I saw that. Like AMC theaters, we're not going to show, like they drew a line in the sand with Universal Pictures saying that we're not going to show any Universal Pictures films in AMC theaters.
Why?
Because they're not waiting until theaters can reopen to release them.
Oh, so you're like, hey, you just wait for us to catch up and then you can release all your little movies.
Yeah. So AMC's like, we're done.
Oh, wow. And they have a lot of theaters across the country.
Got a couple.
They got a few.
Got a couple.
Hmm.
So it'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting.
Listen, we all got to work together. You scratch my back, your back.
Why do we go gangster?
We help each other here.
Listen, I tell you what. We can work out some sort of compromise, okay? How about we don't release our movies in your movie theaters, and you don't get your knees broken.
Oh, wow. That went endgame real fast. Like, I don't know.
And you don't,
I thought, didn't AMC like do really some sort of like you could stream it online? Like, weren't they doing that kind of option?
Yeah.
I thought so. Anyways. I'm a Stubbs member, so I feel like I might have some insider information.
Oh, insider information.
Yeah,
I
I'm
see.
A Stubbs member.
I'm still just waiting for May the 4th to roll around with the Rise of Skywalker released, and then the behind the scenes on The Mandalorian.
Like the whole dang catalog. The whole dang Star Wars catalog
going
is
to be
being
out.
Unleashed.
Yep, it's going to be out.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's May 4th. So,
this movie corner brought to you by Gangsters and Mobsters.
Hey. You scratch our back, we scratch your back. Let's all work together.
We'll work together.
For the greater good.
And we'll get through this quarantine time together.
They'll be back buying you snacks in no time flat. Let's get through this.
Okay. Okay.
You're a bad influence.
I am a little bit.
I was fine over here not being a gangsta until you brought me into it.
You can throw me under the bus. That's fine.
No, it's your fault.
All right. All right. You feel good? Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Listen, we've all been staying at home for quite some time now, right?
Yeah,
you might be running out of activities to keep people entertained, mm-hmm. things to do at home. Got a little virtual trip you can take.
Okay.
To Japan.
Okay.
There's a museum dedicated to all things poop. It's the Poo Museum.
And this is in Japan?
Yep. It's called the Unko Museum, which is literally Poo Museum. And it's proven to be so successful in the year that it's been open. It even slid into Tokyo afterwards, where it attracts lots of crowds of poo lovers until the pandemic obviously forced it to close its doors.
Right.
However, the internet has opened up a new portal for the public to appreciate the poo. Starting in May, select displays from the Museum of Poo will be available to view online as part of the country's Stay Home Week. So, you can take the kids to the museum virtually.
So, I wonder if these museums are seeing a resurgence, because I've seen several museums offer up their
virtual tours.
For virtual tours.
Yeah!
Like, I think the Fraser has even done that locally, but like the Chicago Museum of Art has done that.
Yeah, the ones
in
New York.
I wonder if that penis museum in Norway was doing it.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Remember that one?
I forgot about that one.
That has a display of all the different, like, animal and human things.
I forgot about that one.
What if that one's a virtual one?
Maybe. We'll look it up. You want me to look it up right now?
Could you?
Okay.
For me? I don't even know what you Google search, but.
Is that museum?
Was it in, it's in Norway, right?
Enos is in Norway, open for virtual tours.
Yeah. So we already know that the poop museum in Japan is.
I know the name of it now. It's the Icelandic Phallological Museum.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Okay. It's temporarily closed as of the 24th of March.
Oh.
Oh, the web shop is still open.
Oh, so you can still get merch.
You can also look us up on Facebook under Penis Museum for all the updates.
Ah, okay.
All right. All right. I'm going to go to that page and hit like. Wow.
Wait.
There's a lot of things.
Was this a feel good?
Yeah.
Is that what you would categorize this as?
It's a feel good. It's a feel good because it's culture.
Culture.
It's a museum visit.
And art.
It's something you can do.
Right.
While you're still hanging out at home.
Okay.
Take a virtual tour. You're taking a trip to Japan.
Wow. I know.
Right?
So, this is so great.
And now Iceland. The penis museum.
Okay. Wow. All right. So that's your feel good. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Thanks for being a part of that there.
That's a sharp left turn.
99.7 DJX. Get a text message from Roxanne here. 502-571-9970. She texts us and says, note to self, turn radio down when talking to boss.
Oh, God. What happened? What did we say? What happened? Oh, what happened?
You guys were talking about the penis and poo museums.
Oh, God.
And my boss died of laughter. I believe that was your feel good, was it not?
Again, I was just saying here is an optional activity. If you're struggling to come up with new things to keep entertained at home, there's a museum exhibit.
There
that
is.
You can see online.
A virtual
just in Japan.
Museum tour.
The Unco Museum.
Of the Poo Museum.
Which translates to Poo Museum. So,
and
yeah.
We don't need to dive into what they show there, right?
Well.
Is that what it is? Just a bunch of, like, preserved or?
I don't really know.
Okay.
I haven't taken the trip personally.
Oh, okay.
I was just recommending it.
And then we were
it out there.
Speculating and wondering if the Norwegian museum that celebrates the male anatomy.
The Icelandic phallological?
They offered the same virtual tour, which we found out, no, they do not.
Icelandic Phallological Museum.
Okay.
No, right. But the gift shop is still open.
All right. So again, Roxanne, we apologize. Please pass along our apologies to your boss. Hopefully it wasn't too embarrassing, but you know. When this information has to be said, we can't wait. We can't give you warnings. We just have to say it. Florida, making the show here. Bet you thought that we wouldn't dive into Florida here today because it made its way all the way into the 9 o'clock hour. But no, friends, here we are. Apparently, there is a warning that it is gator mating season.
Oh, no.
In Florida.
April, May, and June, considered alligator mating season, can lead the leathery ones into unwanted places.
Yeah, so recently there was a 9-foot gator that had to be removed from a country road.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's more.
Like garages.
Yep.
Into swimming pools.
Yep. Yep, they're there.
Or even like this guy blocking the walkway into an Apopka subdivision.
Yep.
I'm out.
I mean, they are everywhere because they're looking to mate.
Of course, alligators are most comfortable in the water. That's where they spend the majority of their time. But when it gets to be this time of year and they really are looking for mates, they may stray a bit from the water, putting them in spots where folks just might be uncomfortable.
Yeah, well.
Oh, okay, so the gators are looking for girlfriends.
Yeah, they're all looking for girlfriends, and they could be wandering into places where you are looking for that girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
So there is a warning, and I know that you are not traveling down to Florida at this point.
No, you're not.
No.
And thank goodness, can we all just collectively be glad that we don't live in Florida?
But maybe.
Where we might encounter a mating gator?
Maybe there are a couple of you who are streaming or listening to the podcast later on, and you live in Florida.
Oh, wow.
Keep this in mind. It is Florida mating season.
Warning. Be on the lookout.
I said Florida mating season. That's every day.
That's kind of every day.
I was a Freudian slip there.
Oh, the gator.
Gator mating season.
More specifically,
down
gator.
In Florida. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So a cautionary tale for you there. And, I mean, have we looked up
feel like we had to have.
Alligator meeting?
We had to have.
Alligator meeting.
It's not the Gators' first rodeo on our show. It's not.
Well, it's just not at the click of the button. So,
no.
Gator.
We don't have it at the top of the library?
Sounds.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Click on that one.
Oh. Oh.
How many views?
Oh. Well, this is from BBC Earth, so I feel like this is legit. And
the male alligators put on a spectacular mating display.
Really close camera work.
They sink down in the water, so their backs are just below the surface.
Right.
Okay, so this is where we are, guys. We are watching alligator mating videos.
We're watching the mating dance.
Make really low frequency sounds.
Let's hear the sounds.
And the consequence of that is that water droplets on their back look like they're dancing.
They're dancing?
Dancing water pellets?
Hey, lady, look at my dancing water pellets. Come on over, let's have a talk.
Fancy these dancing water pellets on me back?
Well, you're stupid.
This is
all right, so there
you
go.
No, but that's all you're going to give me? Yeah, well, let's get to at least the payoff.
I was gonna say, let's scroll a little bit here. Let's scroll.
The dating phase. If you find someone to, look at the dance.
Wow.
This causes water droplets to bounce off their backs.
Oh.
That is really kind of beautiful.
So they're kind of dancing right now.
Yeah.
And that's
for these ancient predators, this elaborate display is essential for attracting mates.
Right.
Okay.
Well, to be honest, they all do kind of look the same, don't they? I mean, if you're going to stand out.
You know what? If I were an alligator, I'd be offended.
Well, I'm just saying. It's like you have to have a certain technique to really stand out and catch a lady's eye.
Well, sure. So there you go. Florida gator mating season. And just FYI.
Be aware. Just run the other direction.
Because if there is a show that's going to warn you about mating gators.
Gators in love.
Do this every single hour here on 99.7 JX.
This is sweet. You know what? I feel for all of the pregnant moms out there who might have to not have their family surrounding them when they give birth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those big, huge moments in life that you want to share with your family. Well, Clara Wingo, she was about to give birth.
Uh-huh.
And her dad, who's in the military, stood outside her hospital window for 20 hours until it was all done.
Wow.
And there is this heartwarming video she shared on TikTok of like a time lapse of the whole thing of him just peeking in, being with her throughout the day, even though he couldn't physically be in the room with her.
Oh, wow.
So she explained, you know, obviously with the coronavirus outbreak, the family members weren't allowed in the hospital room with her. So that is how he wanted to show his support, standing out there for over 20 hours.
Wow.
And OMG to her for going through over 20 hours of labor.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, wow.
That's a lot.
Sure is.
And that's a feel good. That's a father's love right there.
That is a father's love.
Yes.
All right, that's a feel good. I know your Facebook memories are probably blowing up for you this week as you're seeing all the different events that you had attended in years past that are surrounding the Kentucky Derby Festival and the Derby itself and probably, you know, you're feeling some sort of way about that.
But you know what? Good times are coming. It's going to happen. It's not like it's been canceled for the year.
Yeah, I believe Churchill Downs has been working hard to make sure that they can do a derby on September 5th with fans in the audience and in the stands. That's obviously going to be pretty important. But yeah, I know I've been seeing all these different Facebook memories that have been popping up for me of just different parties, different derby events and things like that have come up. I know that there was one specific for you that popped up in your Facebook memory from last year or a couple years ago.
Well, there was just a stark reminder of how I've, in the past, helped you prepare for running the mini or the marathon.
Yeah, that's right. You've helped me by applying
a lubricant,
Body Glide.
Yes,
not lubricant.
Well, it was chapstick.
It's Body Glide.
We had to improvise because we didn't have the Body Glide or any sort of protectant, so we used chapstick.
Sure.
From the prize closet.
Yeah, on the tender nipples.
And so that popped up to me. And you had shared a conversation from this weekend with your wife that I had asked, hey, does your wife help you out with that. And she told you that she's got confidence in your experience and running ability. So she says no. And then I said, oh, well, then I also say no. I have confidence in your ability to where you're never going to need my assistance with that anymore. So I sent you the picture last night. I said, hey, see this? Never happening again.
Yeah, you know, and we went down the wormhole of, well, what if I didn't have use of my arms and what would happen then? And you're still just skirting the issue and denying
help
to me.
I said, I would say go get robot arms, learn to use them and apply yourself, hashtag robot arms. And then you said, but if it just happened and I didn't have robot arms yet. And then I would say, hey, instead of running a race, how about you go to a hospital and tend to your missing limbs? And you said, well, I would be having to run to the hospital and I would need the Body Glide to make sure I could get there. I feel like you're trying to avoid the issue. And I said,
true.
Oh, sweetie, I'd call you an ambulance because a person in your condition, you know, missing your arms, shouldn't be running anywhere.
So anyways, I feel like special friends would still come to aid of tender nipple aid.
I was offering a lot of different aid. Hashtag robotic arms.
Again, hashtag robotic ambulance. Arms not around.
I could make the call for you.
You know what? The ambulance probably couldn't even get into the crowded area.
Oh, I bet they would. They have sirens. People tend to move aside for them.
So anyways.
I'm just offering help.
We're just saying that your Facebook memories popping up into your feed.
Yes.
Are going to be flooding you with all sorts of different emotions.
I was flooded with emotions. I was.
Anyways, you miss anything from the show, catch up on the podcast.
You can see that conversation, by the way. I screenshotted it. I put it up on Facebook.
You did.
I did.
WDJX.com. Click listen. Otherwise, have a go. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.